views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm talking to you today from sunny Seattle. Get this, it's November and it's sunny outside. I'm here at Hubbard Radio Studios, KKNW AM 1150 here in the Seattle area, all of Western Washington. And also, you may be listening from WBLQ in Connecticut, Rhode Island, or New York. You might be listening somewhere across the nation on Cable Radio Network, one of the 35 affiliates in Australia, or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. And I know we have listeners from a variety of places. It surprises me all the time, Peru and some places like that. But wherever you're listening from today, we're going to be talking about something really important with some people I just adore. So stay tuned for that. But first, I have to say hello to my better half here in the studio, Mr. Benny Mathers. Hey, Benny.
Hey, good day, Christine.
How are you today?
Doing awesome. Yes, love the day. Starting off the weekend right. And yeah, that's. I don't have much more to say. I'm kind of speechless today. I don't know why. It's a rarity.
It is a rarity.
See what I mean?
And it's we have it on audio recording.
We do.
Now, too.
Oh,
this
man.
Is great.
Gonna,
this is great.
It's going to leave
so,
me.
I noticed that you were looking at one of my Facebook posts, that you liked one of my Facebook posts.
Which one?
The bobcat.
Oh, yeah.
Walked through my yard.
That's right. Yeah. I was basically floored that you have that type of wildlife in your backyard. I'm like, that's impressive. Other than me being, I went to WSU for being a cougar.
Uh-huh.
At first, that's what I thought it was. I'm like, that's still cool. But a bobcat.
I know.
That's a rarity.
Well, you know, I'm like the end of a gravel road, and it's my property is right next to a 7-acre parcel that's it's like a water drainage easement for an elementary school that you can't see from where I'm at, but it's just, it's woods.
So there's a bobcat near
in
an elementary
school
now.
Stream.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, yes.
Jeez.
It's, you know, I live out in the, you know, out in the burbs.
We
do have animals there.
Which is fine.
And I'm having my coffee on Sunday and I'm looking out the window and all of a sudden it's like, wow, that's a really large cat that's crossing my skirt court. And then it walked right up towards my house, walked right past my deck, right past my dining room and living room windows. And I'm sitting there thinking, this is an amazing occurrence. I felt so blessed to have, you know, be able to be that close to this animal and have it be that comfortable in my yard.
Yeah. Surveying the area, apparently looking for something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe wanted some tea with you.
Yeah, or either one of the bunnies running around.
Oh, that too. Maybe you want to have tea with the bunnies.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a beautiful area here in Seattle. And my guests are going to be heading up this way very soon. Now, who am I talking about? I am talking about the authors of Do Not Go Quietly, A Guide to Living Consciously and Aging Wisely for People Who Weren't Born Yesterday, George and Sedina Capanelli. Now, these people have amazing backgrounds because, you know, considering what they're doing right now, looking at the sort of the conscious psycho-spiritual development of the latter half of life, and yet the background, they've got backgrounds in film, the entertainment industry, and consulting industry. So George Capanelli, he has extensive credentials. He's the president and founder of Theater Visions, which is a New York-based film and television production company. He has won all sorts of international film awards and Emmy Awards. He's the executive director of the Sedona Institute and one of the directors of the Society for the Advancement of the Human Spirit, an organization that's chaired by the Dalai Lama. And, oh my gosh, he's worked with some amazing people, including Desmond Tutu and Golda Meir and Mother Teresa. He's managed a U.S. Senate campaign in California. He's been a strategist and consultant in presidential campaigns. Yeah, this guy gets around. That's George Capanelli. And his wonderful, sweet, wise wife, Sedina Capinelli. She also has a background in film. In fact, she's a member of Screen Actors Guild and AFTRA, right? But, you know, you may have recognized her work because she's been in some things like Star Trek The Next Generation. Has anybody heard of that? And she's been in a number of films. And she worked as an actress until 1994. Now, she's the co-founder and president of Enlivened Aging, which is a company she created to bring personal development and wellness programs to women around the world. And she gives seminars and coaching and does keynote presentations and does a lecture series. And together, George and Sedina work to bring conscious, I wouldn't even say aging. We're going to have a conversation about what it is that they do. But I'd like to give a warm welcome to George and Sedina Capinelli. George, Sedina, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Christina. Thanks for having us. Oh. It's great to be back with you.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here, Christina. Thank you for the beautiful intro.
Well, you know, when I look at you guys' bios, it's like, really? Are we talking about the same person? No way.
We've had to reinvent ourselves a few times. And uh-huh. Not had to, just have, you know. Uh-huh. Especially after we got together, it just sort of was a spark that created a lot of things from that point on, and here we are.
So when you're talking about reinventing yourself, how does this relate to Age Nation, which we'll talk about what that is in a minute, and about approaching the latter half of life in a new way?
Well, in part, our life experience has demonstrated us, you know, to us that all of us have so many skills and abilities and desires and longings that exist inside of us. And one of the remarkable things, Christina, about the second half of life is that having done a number of things in the first half, we know what works and doesn't some
right.
of the time. And we also realize that, you know, we look ahead and we think, although at one point we thought we were invulnerable and that life would go on forever, we also realized that life is a finite experience. It's a gift.
Uh-huh.
It's much longer now than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, what do we want to do with it?
Right.
And that's a question that more and more people that we encounter in all of the forms of our work are beginning to ask, because there are many people who are going to be alive longer after they reach retirement age than the number of years that they were employed.
So what kind of statistics are we looking at right now in terms of the aging of our nation?
Mm-hmm. Well, some say, Christine, that it's about 150 million people strong are going to be entering the second half of life for the first time in history. It's over 50.
Oh, wow.
And this is in all the industrial countries in the world, not just here. So it's a huge demographic, and there's about 160 million younger people, you know, who are going to inherit this brave new world that
right.
we're going to be leaving them.
Mm-hmm.
And just to add to what George was saying, we have this new book called Do Not Go Quietly that we're very proud of. It's won
National
Book Awards.
Yeah, it's a beautiful book. It really is.
Oh, thank you so much. We're very proud of it. And really, the National Book Awards are confirming that it's time. People really are paying attention to this topic.
Mm-hmm.
And we picked that name. Of course, it's from a Dylan Thomas quote. But it's a reminder that, you know, although life may be full of sadness and pain and we're going through a lot of transition,
mm-hmm.
that there's also tremendous blessing. And this statement is about, you know, don't go quietly. Make a joyful noise. It's a clarion call to really take full advantage of our time here. Because as George said, whether we have 5 years or 10 or 50 years, it's still a relatively short time. So what are we going to do with that time,
yeah.
a precious time?
And, you know, I have definitely felt that as my children are getting older. I've got one in college, the other's in high school. And
right.
I'm feeling like, okay, well, yes, I've had a career that I feel very passionate about, and what else do I want to offer? And I am feeling like, yeah, life's not infinite, at least not this particular life. I've got things to do. And for me, there's been a sense of determination, but also a sense of panic. What does a person do with these inner desires that they want to share with finite time?
Well, the the key is, and I, as Sadina just said, I think it's a really important question that you're asking and that many of us ask. The truth is, many of us, all of us, from our perspective, are born with a kind of blueprint inside of us. We're born with a prompting, an urge. We came here, as is, has been said poetically, you know, we came here to sing our note in the great song that is life. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, when many of us are younger, we're dissuaded from living that dream. We're told to put aside our foolish dreams, to do things that are practical, to do things that will allow us to so-called earn a living and, you know, buy into this dream that what used to be called the American dream that many people are questioning in a lot of ways, you know. And so a lot of us paid attention because the people that were advising us were people who cared about us. They were well-meaning. They weren't malevolent. They wanted to see us thrive in the world, and they wanted to see us be able to earn our way, and their parents and teachers and coaches and and ministers and all the rest who gave us this practical information. Unfortunately, they weren't us. And so a lot of us set off marching to someone else's tune and believing that we were following, we were doing things right, you know, we were following the right course. And then later we began to wonder, you know, we were in jobs that weren't quite as satisfying and they didn't seem to fulfill that itch that we had. And we then, you know, we have families, we have responsibilities, and after a while, life kind of encompasses us. But underneath all of that, there beats the same inspirational, extraordinary, remarkable heart that was beating there and when we were young, and we still had that dream. So we think it's time to dust off the paintbrushes, to open the piano, to open those notebooks filled with ideas and concepts, to go back out into the garage and get back to work on that thing, that invention, that concept that you wanted to bring forward, and do what you were born to do.
Oh, that's very exciting. And we're going to have to go to a quick break, but when we return, I'm going to want to hear from you, Sadina, and you, George, about how to provide ourselves with the tools and empowerment to do exactly that, to live our dreams in the latter half of life, when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
All the leaves on the giving tree have fallen, no shade to crawling underneath.
Are you interested in helping others by tapping into something more? Do you want to play a bigger role in the shift that is occurring on the planet? The 111 Activation is an energetic session which has helped many worldwide to quickly transform their lives for the better, to gain greater clarity, experience deeper spiritual connection, and express their soul's truth. You too can learn how to facilitate this powerful energetic activation for your friends, family, and clients, even if you have had no previous experience. Please join me, Christine Upchurch, for the 111 Activation Training Seminar in Seattle, November 15th and 16th, to learn a process that is being called expansive, life-changing, and profound. Come be a bigger part of positive change for others. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Or call 425-999-9836. 425-999-9836. 999-9836.
Welcome to Smile Big, nominee of Seattle's Top Dentist Awards. Here at Smile Big, we offer restorative, cosmetic, and preventative dentistry. Some of our regular dental services include tooth-colored fillings, crowns, bridges, implants, bleaching, cosmetic bonding, and complete smile restoration. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Aptener won't be smiling until you are smiling. Call now to schedule a visit with Seattle's top dentists. Our number is 425-454-4040. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience, where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Your heart into me. If all you wanted was love, why would you use me up? Cut me down, build a boat and sail away.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking to George and Sedina Capanelli, the authors of Do Not Go Quietly. And let me just say, there are some amazing supporters of their work and this book. Michael Beckwith says the following: when you first meet certain people, you can instantly tell what ignites their hearts and souls. You can immediately see that spark when you hear George and Sedina Capanelli illuminate the wisdom and life-affirming contributions about individuals who are, as I like to call it, moving from aging to saging. Do Not Go Quietly offers invaluable insights into what is an increasingly vital subject of our time and our collective future. Michael Beckwith says that. You know, George and Sedina, before the break, we were talking about kind of dusting off those old dreams.
Mm-hmm.
How do we provide ourselves with the structure and the tools to do exactly that, to in order to respect that inner yearning that has not yet been satisfied?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that, you know, I have to say, Age Nation was created. We co-founded this as really a hub for people over 40 to address the whole realm of life, health and wellness and finance and careers, mm-hmm. and life transitions, relationships, personal and spiritual development, even travel. And we've got a little bit of all of it, and it's constantly growing and morphing. And the reason for it is to do exactly that, which you asked about, to give people a place to go and to inspire them, mm-hmm. to reach down inside and say, you know, a lot of times it's just asking questions. Questions are so pivotal, you know, because our wisdom and our knowledge is in our hearts, and we really know what it is that makes us happy.
Right.
And so if we just ask ourselves, tune in, and say, you know, well, what is it that really brings a smile to my face, that brings me joy? Uh-huh. What did I do when I was younger, you know? Because we're not really meant, there's a whole science around it called neoteny, but we're really not meant to diminish our childhood traits. We're meant to maximize them.
Sure.
And by touching into that and using our imagination, as Einstein said, it's more powerful than knowledge,
right,
you know?
Right.
So he says that, you know, logic will take you from A to B, but, you know, imagination will take you everywhere. So imagine, what is it? What is it that I've always wanted to do? And that's the thing to begin. Just begin, you know, sing in the shower, mm-hmm. open the paper, find out, oh, something draws you. God, that's an interesting class. I think I'm going to take that. Just begin in little ways, you know, unless a big thing comes and falls in your lap. Mm-hmm. That's the way I would suggest to do it, following your heart.
Christine, so, if I can, there's another part of the coin, too.
What's
I think
that?
First of all, we need to be we need to be honest with ourselves. We need to acknowledge and admit there are some things that we do that make us happy and that bring us energy and enthusiasm and passion, and there are other things that enervate us. Now, life has some of those enervating things. You know, there are just practical chores and the things that we have to do, pay bills and, you know, the usual kinds of stuff. But then there are the bigger things. You know, some of us are in a career that just doesn't turn us on, that instead of being curious and fascinated and committed to excellence, we're kind of going through the motions. So we have to acknowledge that. We have to, first, we have to be aware that there are things that need to be changed or things that want to shift. And then we have to start asking ourselves, who am I? What am I doing here? What kind of a contribution and legacy do I really want to leave to those that I love? What baggage am I carrying that is producing in me resistances or fears or confusions? You know, what are the places where I'm not being courageous or bold enough in my life, that I'm not taking enough risks? And that doesn't mean you have to jump off of buildings and leap them in a single bound. It just means little risks, being honest with people, admitting the things that we like and we dislike, asking for some of the things that we need. And as Sedina said, when those impulses and hints come along, there's something we read, and there's that course we can take. Maybe it's music, maybe it's dance, maybe it's jamba, maybe whatever it is that wakes us up, you know? And most important, we need to be willing to put down some of the baggage we're carrying.
So do you think that people at this age and stage feel worthy of fulfilling their dreams? Do you, do you feel like there's some worthiness issues that get in the way of give themselves permission?
I definitely think that's true, Christine. We're living in a society that teaches us to push our feelings down, to resist any signs of aging. You know, we're not even supposed to look at it. And, you know, it's really wonderful to celebrate the gifts of youth. But we believe the trouble comes when we believe that youth is the only cycle worth celebrating.
Right.
You know, and so what we, you know, part of this, I want to address this other thing first, that many of us, as George said, are afraid. I think we're afraid to listen to our feelings. You know, these things come up that say, oh, it's too late for my dreams, or fear about what we actually, if we went in that direction, began a new interest or group, what would happen? And so we turn away from our feelings. And, you know, our world is going through a great deal of uncertainty, and that's whether you're young or old. But given this reality, it's just hugely important to feel grief and anger and fear. These are all perfectly natural and healthy feelings, given that, you know, what we're all facing collectively.
Right.
But we tend to block and repress our feelings because they're frightening to us, and we think they're going to go on forever. But actually, the opposite is true, and that's what Do Not Go Quietly helps us to move through our book. We're only stuck with what we don't allow ourselves to experience and address.
Ah.
So as these feelings come up, rather than repressing them, we can let them move through. I always think about crying. I don't know if you're the same as me, but I can be sad, and I swear I will just put off crying.
Depends on the situation. Depends on the situation, yeah.
I'm not going to cry. And then finally when I cry, it's such a relief.
Yes.
And I think, why didn't I just cry earlier and just let it out? It's the same thing with feelings.
Right.
If we just allow them to move through us, then our joy and our energy and our freedom is released.
And a lot of us don't express the other side of the spectrum either. We don't smile very much. We don't laugh. We don't allow that incredible effervescence and joy. I remember I was doing a corporate training with an executive group at one point, and there was a guy from the mailroom who was part of, they had invited to be part of the team. And at one point, the CEO was doing something, and he said, oh, but I am happy. And this guy from the mailroom said, why don't you tell your face?
That's funny.
And it was incredible because here was this piece of wisdom that this guy had no idea that he wasn't sharing. He felt joy sometimes inside, but he had been so used to being buttoned up and on top of the game that somehow smiling or laughing must have felt like it was a weakness, so he didn't do it.
Right. So
we have these incredible opportunities. And, you know, you were asking how the book is just so filled with recommendations and thoughts and suggestions and exercises and whatnot. And the program that we're going to be doing weekend after this, the 14th through the 16th, is also just loaded with great skills and recommendations and insights that not only are we going to deliver, but we have, you mentioned Michael Beckwith, and, you know, we have a council of wisdom keepers that we've helped to form that has so many great experts and authors and whatnot who contribute. And Michael is one of those, Jean Houston, Barbara Marx Hubbard, Ram Dass, and a lot of these people are going to come in for very short periods with pre-recorded exclusive insights that they're going to share with
really
the audience.
Beautiful.
And so we're talking about your event coming up at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle.
A Life You Were Born to Live.
Yes, it's in Seattle, and it's the 14th through the 16th. And the other part about these kinds of experiences is when we go to them, we meet new people, like-minded people, people who are also questing. And that's like oxygen that helps us get some momentum, because sometimes when we're alone dealing with our own issues or challenges, we don't realize how connected and common the struggles and the opportunities are that we face. You know?
And from my perspective as an energy healer, the energetics in the room of people who are inspired and enthusiastic about transformation and, you know, enthusiastic about living their dreams actually permeates the space and affects us on a vibrational level that's really deep
and
you know, has this trickle-down effect on, you know, to our psyche and to our actions. So it's an exciting thing to come together like that. I'm so glad you're going to be in Seattle, and I'm really glad you're going to be with us the next half hour. We have to go to another break, but more with the wonderful George and Sedina Capanelli when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Are you interested in helping others by tapping into something more? Do you want to play a bigger role in the shift that is occurring on the planet? The 111 Activation is an energetic session which has helped many worldwide to quickly transform their lives for the better, to gain greater clarity, experience deeper spiritual connection, and express their soul's truth. You too can learn how to facilitate this powerful energetic activation for your friends, family, and clients, even if you have had no previous experience. Please join me, Christine Upchurch, for the 111 Activation Training Seminar in Seattle, November 15th and 16th, to learn a process that is being called expansive, life-changing, and profound. Come be a bigger part of positive change for others. For more information, please visit stellarreflections.com. That's stellarreflections.com, or call 425-999-9836. 425-999-9836.
I'm lying here with you, listening to the rain.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150, WBLQ AM 1230, Cable Radio Network, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with George and Sedina Capinelli. They are the authors of Do Not Go Quietly, a guide to living consciously and aging wisely for people who weren't born yesterday. Now, George and Sedina, before the break, we were talking about how people can have issues sort of giving themselves permission to dust off their dreams and taking action towards living them. And I know that your book is just filled with tools. It's an award-winning book, and it's just filled with all sorts of tools. What's the importance of getting support through this transformational time?
Well, I think in many ways, it's a truly essential ingredient. And I think that the getting support comes in two directions. It comes from acknowledging the fact that we have a tremendous amount of wisdom, experience, intelligence, and a lot of kind of unseen helpers that mm-hmm. work inside of us and through us.
Right.
So one of the ways that support makes a difference is when we're willing to get in touch with our own support and the support that speaks within us. And then, of course, there's all the outside support.
Right.
The challenge, however, with depending on outside support and not being willing to connect and acknowledge inside is that we then become susceptible to the same other people's opinions that discouraged us sometimes.
Oh, because, that's so important, George.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because as long as we're just choosing our course based on acceptance or acknowledgement or approval of others,
uh-huh.
when the wind changes, our support disappears, and we don't have the stuff to keep going. I mean, Carl Jung, in his autobiography, Memory, Dreams, and Reflections, he talked about the fact that looking back, he wrote it in his 80s, and looking back on a really storied career, he realized that the people that he had worked with that had accomplished the most extraordinary transformations oftentimes had a secret that lived inside of them that they rarely shared or never shared, mm-hmm. and that was part of the real fuel that when they would come to a barrier or an obstacle, it would allow them to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if we're only depending on what Joan or Mary or Jane or Tom or Peter or mother or father or son or somebody says about what we do, then we're doing what they want us to do, not what we are drawn to do.
Yeah, that's a really big thing for us, Christine, and part of what we're going to be doing next weekend, Center for Spiritual Living, is in this workshop situation, will be to really shore people up with these tools that will support them. So it is an inside job, you know, and we, in order to get in touch with our passion and let it guide us to new and deeper experiences, we have to open to some new skills and new strategies, because really, I mean, we're so bombarded in this world with all kinds of energy frequencies, and you know this as an energy healer. And so it's just vital to have tools to keep our energy balanced and grounded. And I don't think we're ever balanced. I think it's a balancing act all the time. And so we're going to be offering a lot of those tools. And I say, if you can come, terrific. We'd love to have you. And even if you can't, to look to seek out those things that will support you, and in fueling your passion and let it guide you to new and deeper experiences, and and don't turn away from your feelings, because when you do, you turn down your passion and depress your energies, and in the process, when we do that, we prevent ourselves from achieving the very thing we came to this earth to accomplish,
living the
lives we were born to live, which is the name of the conference.
And the self-judgment about emotions, I think, is huge in our culture. And, from my perspective as an energy healer, it's really important to allow that energy to move, or it creates stagnation, which can in turn create illness or difficulties in relationships or whatever. But, beyond the sort of the inner emotional and spiritual arena, there's also the physical arena. Because, I mean, although you are talking about people over 40 and 50, you know, this is still people I consider to be fairly young. Eventually, the physicality of aging can be rather difficult, can't it?
It can, and sometimes that's the luck of the genetic draw, and sometimes it's also stuff that we have a lot more control and influence over than we remember, the quality of our diet, the amount of exercise, the quality of our play, the amount of joy and connection with other human beings that we allow. We were talking on the break about animals. They bring so much joy and unique energy into our lives. So all of these things, I think, can mitigate the process of aging, the thoughts and images that we hold, too, because some of us have beliefs in our mind. We look out and think about a time ahead, and we remember someone when we were young who was 50 or 60 or 70 or 80, and that's the image we have in our head of what aging is.
Right.
And of course, energy follows thought, manifestation follows energy, and so sometimes we create the very images that we have rather than saying, now, wait a second. Is that an image that I want to fulfill, or can I wipe the screen clean? And what Zalman Schachter Shalomi said, write a new third act for my life.
Yeah, and it's huge. I know the physical aspect of it, and we have to just remember that a simple gesture can be the beginning of a lifelong practice of self-love and self-care.
Such as.
There's so many things. Breathing. Breathing is so crucial to coming into the present moment, to being here and now, and really even asking your body, what's going on? Am I hungry? Am I angry? Am I lonely? Am I tired? Am I stressed? HALT, which is an acronym for those things. And we can just touch in, and the body will give us the answer.
Right.
A lot of times we move right on through it. I know I do at times. I find my shoulders are up around my ears
at
the computer. I have to stop and go, now, wait a minute, get up, stretch, breathe. Walking can be so amazing, because when we're walking, the mind is free. We can focus our energy on the details around us, the plants, the, mm-hmm. you know, whatever we see, the shape of a leaf, the colors, we can come alive, but it's really our willingness to come alive, you know, and to find those tools that'll keep the energy moving. Because as you said, it's so crucial. If the energy is moving, then the body is, you know, responding in an efficient way.
Mm-hmm.
And the power is in turning on the switch.
You were talking about support, and now what Sedina and you are talking about, I think one of the places where external support can be enormously helpful is in these areas, especially where we have a stasis kind of built up. We're not exercising enough. We don't breathe enough. We don't mm-hmm. know enough about our diet. We don't take enough time in meditation and reflection. There are so many people and teachers and organizations that can help with that, and it's one place where external support is enormously valuable.
Uh-huh.
And I was also thinking of a fellow Washingtonian, David White, the poet, says, you know, whatever makes you bigger, whatever inspires you is what you should be drawn toward, and whatever tries to shrink you and make you smaller, you should do what you can to avoid.
Right.
And so this whole issue that both of you are articulating so beautifully, which is, you know, how do we tune and take care of the instrument? How do we break out of old patterns? Is such an important part, I think, of the aging process.
So it sounds like it's really a balancing act between reaching out and seeking the support and getting the support in areas that we really need it, but also empowering ourselves to be the ones with the wisdom to determine what is right for us in any moment or in any course of action.
Yeah, we need to keep shoring ourselves up, and the confidence can come within us if we just remember that when we were younger, we had a lot of gifts, but we have rich, juicy gifts in this time of life.
Uh-huh.
We've got our experience and our wisdom and our understanding and all the missteps and successes and everything that we've garnered to this point in time. And it's time. We're ripe now. And no matter what age we are, over 40, we've got a lot to give. But to make the wisest choice about what we're going to do, first we have to be aware we have a choice.
Yes.
And be aware then, physically, what am I putting in my body? What am I feeling right now? What are my emotional responses? What thoughts do I allow to permeate my being right mm-hmm. now? And notice the words you speak and the energy that you put out. Because you're going to get it back.
Right.
Just the way it is.
And when you get to be old enough, you recognize the truth of that.
You really know that that's the truth. And when your awareness empowers you, then pretty soon you catch yourself before you complain or criticize or uh-huh. get angry. You choose not to speak in that way. And all of a sudden you've got a discipline and a strength and an experience of, wow, I'm in charge of my own life. I can make a choice here.
Uh-huh.
There's another thing about this empowerment.
Okay, I definitely want to talk about empowerment, George, but I want you to hold that thought because we need to go to another quick break, but more with George and Sedina when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Dr. Pat Basile for an extraordinary event right here in the Pacific Northwest. The Global Women's Summit, presented by the Women's Information Network, is coming to Tacoma. Join us as we discover life and wealth mastery techniques and promote success and happiness for women worldwide. Saturday, November 15th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington. Register online now at thewinonline.com and don't miss out.
Are you interested in helping others by tapping into something more? Do you want to play a bigger role in the shift that is occurring on the planet? The 111 Activation is an energetic session which has helped many worldwide to quickly transform their lives for the better, to gain greater clarity, experience deeper spiritual connection, and express their soul's truth. You too can learn how to facilitate this powerful energetic activation for your friends, family, and clients, even if you have had no previous experience. Please join me, Christine Upchurch, for the 111 Activation Training Seminar in Seattle, November 15th and 16th, to learn a process that is being called expansive, life-changing, and profound. Come be a bigger part of positive change for others. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Or call 425-999-9836. 425-999-9836.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, I'm talking to George and Sedina Capinelli, and they're going to be in Seattle this next weekend. So I'm so excited about that. And if you live in the Seattle area, you don't want to miss it. They're going to be at the Center for Spiritual Living. Now, George, you know, I rudely interrupted you before we went to break. You were starting to make a point about something. Can you go ahead and share with our listeners what you're going to talk about?
This whole question about, you know, finding support within oneself and how that leads to empowerment. I think that most of us who are, as we say, people who weren't born yesterday, are getting the message loud and clear that government, institutions, businesses are not going to fix things for us.
Right.
That each of us has to take responsibility for the life that we're leading and do what's necessary to avoid the kind of marginalization that is beginning to happen. Because every society throughout history that has marginalized and turned away from the wisdom of its elders has ended up imploding, whereas those who have incorporated it into the decision-making of its time have thrived. Mm-hmm. And so right now we're in a climate of political confusion and divisiveness and all of that. And we can either be victimized by it, or we can, as we say in Do Not Go Quietly, stand up on our hind legs and bay at the moon of possibility. Uh-huh. We can say we can make a difference. We have an enormous amount of power. Our numbers are enormous. We have discernment. And we can vote every day, not just at the polls, but with our attention, where we place it, and where we spend our money, the products and services we buy and support.
Absolutely.
We need to do things that are constructive, and empowerment and passion leads us to want to do those kinds of things, and innovation, enervation and depression and sadness and lack of following your dream leads us to put our head down and just shuffle along in line. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference.
So also on the break, we were talking a little bit about our connection to planet Earth. Do you feel like as we get older and we start to view our potential exit, you know, even if it's, you know, 30 years down the road, but we start to become more aware of the finiteness of our lives, do you feel that we start to look at our connection to the world a little differently?
Oh, I absolutely do. I'm finding, Christine, every moment feels like precious to me and a little bit fragile even, particularly if we lost someone dear to us recently. Mm. And you and I, we were just talking, all of us on the break, about losing our cats, you know. Mm. It's just little reminders of our own passing at some point. And it doesn't need to be a sad thing, you know. It's part of life. And as we age, we have more time on Earth. We started off saying that. It's just wise to learn from nature, you know.
Mm.
Nature is our teacher in so many ways, and we can think of our seasons just as the Earth has her seasons.
Uh-huh.
And we're evolving every day. As we age, we live and grow and put our dearest things to rest, and we shed limited old ways of being, including how we see ourselves, mm-hmm. so that we can resurrect our lives again and come into this new form. It's really an evolving that's taking place.
Yes.
And if we look at it that way, if we really think of ourselves as evolving, it makes aging a big opportunity,
right,
you know?
Right.
And if we're in touch with our dream, if we care to express the creativity and imagination that exists inside of us, it is impossible to abuse the environment, to abuse other people. Our compassion mm-hmm. comes from our connectivity, and our connectivity comes from our creativity. And so if people are not in touch with their creative energy, it could be making a meal, it could be taking a child for a walk, it could be inventing the next great wunderkind element.
Right.
Whatever it is, if you do it with passion, you're going to do it with love and care, and you're going to want to protect others and give them the same opportunity.
Mm.
And so a lot that we're seeing, the greed, the selfishness, the divisiveness that's on our planet today, is being expressed by people who are out of touch with spirit, they're out of touch with creativity, they're out of touch with life, and we don't have to be victimized by them.
And there's a lot of that, I think, is denial, Christine. I just think, you know, denial of everything, the death and dying part of all of it. But, you know, I love this anonymous quote that says, "Never fear growing old. There are many who have never had the privilege." And I think if we can honor the privilege of being alive and see it as an opportunity at any age to live the life we were born to live with dignity and honor and share our original and incomparable wisdom and all the lessons that we've, you know, this well-earned understanding, to share that with fellow human beings, you know, that's what we're here for, and that's what our world needs right now, is all of that from us.
And if there's anyone out there listening who resonates with any of this message and feels
come and join
truth, come and play and celebrate and learn November 14th through the 16th at the Center for Spiritual
Living.
Next
weekend, and it's going to be a great, joyful time.
And you can go to spiritualliving.org and go to the events page in order to register for this event.
Exactly.
And your website is called what?
AgeNation.com.
Yes.
And
And, you know, listening to you guys talk about how, you know, when we age consciously, we begin to look at the world and our connection to it differently, with more compassion and more sensibility. I think about the huge number of people who are either already there to the stage or on their way, and the power that your approach could have on the entire planet. It's quite the contribution.
Thank you, thank you. And it really is for younger people as well, because if you're 2 years old and your parents are conscious, you're going to age consciously.
Mm.
We're all aging.
Yes.
And it's a short amount of time, really. So, we all need to have these tools and this inspiration and find ways to follow our path, you know, so that we can uncover for younger people, too, what their gifts are and amplify those gifts.
And we didn't talk about it much, but a critical part of our work
is
building connection and understanding between the generations.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's ultimately the thing that will save our world.
Absolutely.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you know, the show has just flown by. I want to thank you, George and Sedina, for joining me here today. It's beautiful work, and God bless you for doing this. This is fabulous.
Bless you.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
And again, the book is Do Not Go Quietly, and they're going to be at the Center for Spiritual Living next weekend. You don't want to miss it here in Seattle. And thank you for joining me here today. I'm really excited about next week's show, too. Next Friday, I've got Dr. Bernie Siegel. Talk to you then.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you interested in helping others by tapping into something more? Do you want to play a bigger role in the shift that is occurring on the planet? The 111 Activation is an energetic session which has helped many worldwide to quickly transform their lives for the better, to gain greater clarity, experience deeper spiritual connection, and express their soul's truth. You too can learn how to facilitate this powerful energetic activation for your friends, family, and clients, even if you have had no previous experience. Please join me, Christine Upchurch, for the 111 Activation Training Seminar in Seattle, November 15th and 16th. To learn a process that is being called expansive, life-changing, and profound. Come be a bigger part of positive change for others. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Or call 425-999-9836. 425-999-9836.
Welcome to Smile Big, nominee of Seattle's Top Dentist Awards. Here at Smile Big, we offer restorative, cosmetic, and preventative dentistry. Some of our regular dental services include tooth-colored fillings, crowns, bridges, implants, bleaching, cosmetic bonding, and complete smile restoration. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Aptener won't be smiling until you are smiling. Call now to schedule a visit with Seattle's Top Dentists. Our number is 425-454-4040. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. We're excited about Galeo's Cafe and Galeo's dressings. All of the flavoring comes from a family tradition and recipe, and secondly, from people that love to bring to the table, literally bring to the table, what I grew up with, and that is a lot of love and delicious ingredients. And when I first discovered it, it was about 6 or 7 years ago. And what I loved about them was not only are they gluten-free, but
They're made from some of the, you know, most incredible natural ingredients. And more importantly, I just want to say is for many of us, low fat and sugar. I mean, no sugar. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here.
Order your dressing today. Visit GaleosCafe.com. That's GaleosCafe.com.